The Old Testament reading for Holy Thursday is written in Exodus chapter 24. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the just decrees, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven, for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God, and ate, and drank. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world." This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example, that you should do just as I have done to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for Holy Maundy Thursday is based on the Old Testament reading of Exodus, the 24th chapter. "And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, 'All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient.' And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, 'Behold the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.'" Thus far the text. Did they realize it? Did they have the first clue what they were agreeing to when they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do"? You do not need to think about all that the Lord has commanded to realize the hopelessness of that response. All you need to think of is the two chief commandments as the Lord summarizes them from the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. We will do, and we will be obedient. Really. With all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. From the depth of your being, O Israel. Have you ever tried it? To love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Your heart undivided by competing loyalties, undivided from idolatry? All of it, all of your heart, given to God and to Him alone. Your only desire to enjoy His presence and to do His bidding, no matter where it takes you. Your only fear being that you will cause Him displeasure. Give it a whirl. See how it goes. Oh, but don't forget, there is your neighbor as well. Your neighbors, made in God's own image. Love all of them as you love yourself. All of them. Have you really given it a try? Here's the reality. In any attempt by you in your flesh, you would end up about as successful as the people of Israel, who put up the same big promise to God and then promptly fell on their faces. Their journey through the wilderness to the promised land was hardly characterized by love of God above all and love of neighbor as self. Instead, there was grumbling against God and the way that He was leading them, distrust that He would provide them with water or with food, neighbor squabbling with neighbor, and wearing Moses out as he sat on the judgment bench from dawn to dusk, trying to settle their petty squabbles. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. Sorry, folks, not even close. So despite their words, despite their foolish trust in themselves and what they could muster, the covenant was sealed with blood. Part of the blood went on the altar, part on the people. And with the blood went forgiveness to those who would receive it. For there is no remission of sins without the shedding of blood. It was as blood-sprinkled people that Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 elders of Israel climbed the mountain to see the wonder of God's glory. Because of such a receiving of the blood, namely because they were brought to trust in the promise of forgiveness that came through that blood, they saw God's glory. And the beauty wounded their hearts. There he was upon his throne, and at his feet, a pavement as of sapphire, blue, and crystal clear as the sky above. And in God's presence, though they knew they had no right to see such holiness and continue breathing, as believing, blood-covered ones, they were declared to be able to sit down and to eat. They did not die, but lived. They lived because they trusted not in their obedience, but they trusted, they had faith in the blood that covered them. The presence of God came to them as life and not death. The blood promised life. Today is Holy Maundy Thursday, and you're well aware of all the failings of the covenant of the Lord. The Ten Commandments, which, just like the mirror that they are, reflect the condition of love in your lives. They accuse you without end. That is, unless you don't really examine yourselves according to God's Ten Commandments. But what do they reflect in that mirror in the examination? The law, speaking to your old Adam, says, no, you do not love the Lord with anything close to your all. No, you have not loved your neighbors as yourselves. Like Israel of old, you have not kept the words of the Lord to do them. No matter how many times you have promised to do better or change, I'll change. Yet Jesus still comes to you this night, and he readies a gift for his people that has been on the heart of God from before time and will go on sustaining his own until the day of his glorious appearing in unveiled glory. He provides a meal for his wounded people, his broken people who do not live up to the covenant of love. He feeds them with his own body and blood so that they would live, so that they would receive what he has to give through his blood. Forgiveness, life, and salvation, and it is received by faith. There is life in that body and blood because it is the body and blood of the one in whom there is nothing but love. love for his Father with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, with his all. And just as surely, there is love for his neighbor, for you, for every member of the fallen race. Jesus didn't love you as he loved himself. He loved you more than he loved himself. For his love is a selfless love. For he is love. For he is God. For you, he will allow his body to be nailed to a tree and his blood to stain the earth, making full payment for the curse of the law that is against you. You see, the law can never condemn him, for his whole being, his every action, word, thought, was and is always and only love. Love located in him and his body and blood. And he calls you to live under that blood. To live under that blood is to taste something better than the food that Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the other 70 elders of Israel ate. You not only eat and drink in the presence of the All-Holy One, but also through your eating and drinking in faith, he, the God of Israel, who appeared in glory to the ancients, who is now made flesh, he comes to you that you would actually receive him in the various means that he is delivered through. You live because of what he promises to give through word and water. You live because of what he promises to give you to eat and to drink, the body and blood of him who is love, love incarnate, love crucified, love risen and triumphant and coming in glory. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you." The strength of your love for God and for one another doesn't come from you. It pours forth from his veins. It is not infused in you, but imputed upon you by grace for his sake through faith. God's declaration of forgiveness received by faith alone will bring you to love as he has loved you. He will bring it about. Are you to be obedient to the Ten Commandments? Or do you think that they don't apply to you anymore? They apply. Jesus came to fulfill them, not abolish them. The commandments speak to you in your sinful flesh. Do them. Will ring out from them forever on this side of glory. And they will never empower you to do them. Well, because they said do them, they'll bring me to do them. They won't do that. It doesn't work like that. But what God wants, God gets. Because he supplies the way. He will surely do it, just as you heard at the end of the confession rite. He will surely do it because he sends you through the merits, through the body and blood of his Son. Love as he has loved you. He brings it about as his love, as his merits for you are received through God-created repentant faith. And that's not even of yourselves. This is why God's people pray the words of the post-communion collect. And what are the words that are prayed after receiving the body and blood? Thankfulness that God has refreshed you through the salutary gift of Christ's body and blood, along with a merciful plea that God would strengthen you through that very same gift of Christ's meritorious body and blood, in faith toward God and in fervent love toward one another. What God wants, God gets, because he brings it about. Baptized into him through his cross, marked with the blood of the covenant, fed with the body of him who is immortal love, you will ever be prepared for your passion, suffering, and death. Whenever it comes, you're covered. You will be held by the love that is stronger than death, and forgiveness that is greater than all your sin. Hear again the words of Moses. Behold the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Behold your life through faith in his blood for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.